Turn up your radio. Good music lives here. You are up the press news. New Saga, our Topway, Cisco, and Copper Belt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
IBA refused social media claims of blocking former intelligence chief Xavier Tungu interview. Freedom Fighters in Central Province endorsed President Hichilema ahead of August elections. In international news, World Health Organization, Africa CDC adopt Ebola response plan as DR Congo steps up hygiene measures. In sports news, Lamek Banda fires U.S. leave to Syria safety with a win against Genoa CFC. Up front and we'll have the news every day. My name is Suyilande Mulenga. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has refuted claims circulating on social media that it stopped a main television station from airing an interview featuring opposition Liberal Democratic Party leader Xavier Tungu. Speaking during a media briefing, IBA Director General Webster Maligo said the authority does not preview, edit, approve or censor broadcast programs before they are aired. He emphasized that broadcasting stations remain independent and are responsible for the content they choose to broadcast in line with the Zambian laws and broadcasting standards. Mr. Malido said broadcasters may seek guidance from the IBA on ethical and professional standards when necessary, but such advice should not be mistaken for censorship or interference. He added that the IBA remains committed to promoting a free, responsible and professional broadcasting sector while ensuring compliance with the law. Mr. Malido stressed that the authority has not issued any directive stopping the station from airing its programs.
Broadcasters may also seek guidance or advisory opinions from the authority on matters relating to broadcasting standards and ethical conduct, where clarification may be required. In addition, the IBA may issue advisory opinions in accordance with Section 5 of IBA Act Number 17 of 2002. However, such advisory opinions do not constitute prior approval, editing, or censorship of program content by the authority. Just to reiterate that the IBA remains committed to promoting a free, responsible and professional broadcasting sector that upholds freedom of expression while ensuring compliance within the law. The IBA has not issued any directive to any station with regards to programming.
In separate development, the Zambia United Freedom Fighters Association in Central Province has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema, pledging their support for his candidacy in the upcoming August general elections. The endorsement comes in recognition of the significant development achievements recorded during his tenure. Speaking at a meeting held at Boma Hall in Kabwe, Association Information and Publicity Secretary Luwomba Joshua emphasized that the group remains nonpartisan but supports the government in power. He highlighted that the decision to endorse President Hichilema was driven by the progress witnessed under his leadership. This endorsement followed the recent commemoration of African Freedom Day on May 26. Additionally, Acting Chairperson Feliciano Chanda urged the Nidon government to sustain its development momentum and build a lasting legacy for future generations. In related remarks, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Miona Munakampwe backed calls for a dedicated annual housing fund to assist freedom fighters in the province.
Going forward to allocate, for argument's sake, 2 million
UPND Alliance partner Democratic Party DP President Judith Kabemba has commended the United Party for National Development UPND government for its economic reforms and job creation efforts, awarding it a perfect 10 out of 10 rating for fulfilling its promises. In an interview, Ms. Kabemba acknowledged concerns about the high cost of living, but emphasized that many Zambians recognize the country is undergoing a critical investment phase that will yield long-term economic benefits. She expressed appreciation for the direction Zambia is taking under President Hataende Hichilema, noting that citizens under the country's progress and remain supportive of the government's vision. Ms. Kabemba highlighted the proportional representation law assented to in December 2025 as one of the government's most important reforms. She said this law enhanced representation for women, youth and persons with disabilities in leadership roles. She added that previous administrations failed to promote inclusive representation through legislation, but President Hakainde Hichilema has demonstrated political will by backing reforms reserving leadership positions for women and the youth.
Not always that these new dams may be as a result of, mischief. Some of them is as a result of sometimes within the family, and they concealed this pregnancy, and now they realize, say, well, it's getting big, let me get rid of it. And in the process of getting rid of it, and this just takes a very bad picture with our community and the generation of our morals. I don't know where we are going wrong. It seems like we are not doing something. The question is why now? It seems there's something that we are not doing right. So we have the duty, all of us, to look out on my, especially girls. We are losing it as a community, as a country, we are losing.
In another development, the Mental Health Association of Zambia has appealed to families and communities to protect children and support people facing mental health and economic challenges following rising cases by baby dumping in the country. Speaking in an interview, Association Executive Director Dr. William Peary says poverty, depression, anxiety and bipolar disorder are among factors contributing to some mothers abandoning babies. Dr. Peary said some of the young women panic after unplanned pregnancies and decide to get rid of their babies due to fear of rejection, financial pressure and lack of support. He added that some women involved in sex work fear losing their source of income once they become pregnant, while others suffer from mental health conditions that affect their judgment. Dr. Peary has further expressed concern over what he described as moral decay in society, saying parents and communities must take responsibility in guiding children and preserving cultural values. He stated that the increasing cases of baby dumping are traumatic to communities and children who witness such incidents. In international news, the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Africa CDC, on Saturday unveiled a six-month Ebola response plan for outbreaks in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda. With a $319 million United States dollars budget, the plan covers all 55 African Union member states. Of the total budget, $265 million United States dollars is located for outbreak response in the DRC and Uganda, while $54 million United States dollars will go towards preparedness efforts in 10 high-risk African countries. In the meantime, authorities on the ground in eastern Congo are stepping up hygiene measures to combat the virus. In Bunia, the provincial capital of Ituri, the epicenter of the current outbreak, health workers were seen spraying disinfectant in the public market over the weekend. In some churches, hand washing is now mandatory and masks are encouraged. Still in international news, Senegal's political crisis escalated as President Bassirou Diomaye Faye replaced Ousmane Sonko with economist Abdou Al-Aoumini Law as Prime Minister, intensifying a rift at the top of the state while Parliament prepares a tense vote on Sonko's reinstatement as lawmaker. President Bassirou Diomaye Faye appointed senior economist and former central banker Amadou Al-Aoumini Law as Prime Minister days after